Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey! That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing this back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Dr. Tim Urban is our guest, our good friend, author of Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. That's his new book. Folks, you got to get this book. It'll help you become a better leader. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your five predictable stages of derailment. And we're in, folks, he's basically dissecting and post-morteming the Hillary Clinton's campaign and the failure of it. And the first point you made was a lack of self-awareness, which I think, I mean, I don't know how anybody could argue with that. The second one is arrogance. You say that's the mother of all derailment.
Jim, it really is. And she did so many things that were just incredibly arrogant, calling Trump supporters a basket of deplorables.
That was something.
I mean, that could have lost the election right there.
I think it did.
But the arrogance of that statement is so far-reaching, it's hard to fathom. And so she called people this, and I think it just...
How do you win elections calling people names?
Well, and particularly, I mean, you called all these people in the middle of our country with great values.
Right.
Who care about their families. You call them a basket of deplorables. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, and she went on to name what that meant, and which hit a lot of people on certain issues. You were deplorable if you believed in these four or five things. And,
exactly.
And you might not believe in all of them, but you might believe in one of them. That puts you in that basket. That was a major arrogant mistake of arrogance.
Another mistake of arrogance was taking for granted some of the states. For example, she did not make one visit to Wisconsin.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
She took them for granted, didn't she?
She did, and that's just total arrogance.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
The next step in this, and by the way,
of course, she may have had help. There may have been other people. There was probably a lot of Kool-Aid drinking in the whole organization because somebody, surely she didn't overrule somebody telling her to go to Wisconsin, but she might have.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be books written about this campaign.
What about warning signs?
It's to analyze Hillary, but it's also to say, how does this apply to us? And
right.
Number one, we've got to grow in our self-awareness. And two, if arrogance is the mother of all derailers, humility is the mother of all safeguards.
Mm-hmm. See, this is where that manifests in my company is in me learning how to laugh at myself. I tell my audience all the time, if you don't laugh at yourself and your organization, you're the only one who isn't going to be laughing.
That's right.
And if you don't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss some of the best laughs of your life.
The third stage, by the way, is missed warning signals. I read the most interesting article 2 or 3 days ago where a senior member of Hillary's campaign went to her and went to the senior team and said, look, I think these polls are missing something. When you look at these rallies that Trump is having, when you have this sense of momentum, I don't think the polls are telling us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has a very good chance of winning. And she paid no heed to that. There was no...
Somebody gave her that warning.
That's right.
Wow.
And so, typically, in a derailment situation, there are people going to that individual. Back when John Edwards ran for Senate or ran for president... He was a senator from North Carolina. He was having an affair with Arielle Hunter, his videographer.
Right.
And people said, John, you got to knock it off. He said, this is going to derail your presidential
mm-hmm.
hopes. And he would say, okay, but wouldn't do anything.
Yep.
And sure enough, they found out, the media found out, and
right.
The rest of the system.
What's next?
The next one is rationalization. Rationalization is, I like to think of rationalize as rational lies.
Mm-hmm.
And people start telling themselves things that aren't true, and act on that. They say
justification. We justify everything, don't we?
I don't have to follow the normal rule. I'm special. I don't have to do things. And Hillary Clinton is known for that. You know, this whole thing around her foundation and donations.
The email server.
the email server. I don't have to follow the normal rules. You know, normally, Secretary of State, you would think would, you know, be highly...
There were all kinds of things that were thrown up in front of her to tell her she wasn't supposed to be doing that, like including a briefing, including a document she signed.
The warning signs and then these, or the missed warning signs, and then the rationalization. Well, I can get around that, and you know, and here's how I justify it. I'm the smartest person in the room. She has that sense about her that, you know, hey, mm-hmm. I'm just kind of above everybody. And people just didn't like that. People don't like people that are arrogant and rationalized. And then the fifth stage is derailment. That just inevitable. Once you hit that rationalization stage,
right?
There's basically no
time. It's all over.
It really is. And that's what we saw. So that's an amazing historical occurrence. Of course, what we have to do is look at ourselves. We have to become more self-aware. We have to make sure that we're displaying humility. We got to make sure we're paying attention. A lot of leaders are truth starved, Jim.
Right. I tell my employees when they join me, and on a regular basis, I tell them here, we take our work very seriously.
Yeah.
We don't take ourselves seriously at all.
That's a great distinction.
And I tell them that, and they see me practicing that.
Because
they laugh at me all the time. I mean, there's lots of material here. Hey, Tim, I need your website.
DrTimIrwin.com. DrTimIrwin.com.
And find the books there and all your articles and everything?
Yes, and I'd love to speak for your listeners. I do a lot of public speaking,
keynote
addresses and so on.
Absolutely. He does great work. Hey, Tim, would you come back soon?
Jim, I love being with you. Just give me a call.
You got it. Thanks, Tim. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Tim Irwin. DrTimIrwin.com. Check out the website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.